just start?
Just now?
Start.
Do you want
after,
me to stop
after
it?
We're talking Justin shit started. About all those people?
Yeah.
Just okay.
Really dragging names through the mud.
Speaking of dragon, can you move that Gyarados so I can see the time code?
Yeah.
I thought it was a water flying
Dude, that's,
type.
That's worse.
Live in the moment. This is a lesson for you.
Huge. Someone's got to be able to see we have to start the Q&A before it gets to an hour.
Well, should we just start it now?
Which I fixed the Q&A.
Yes,
it's not 100 people anymore because I didn't put the right thing in there.
Good.
I feel like I wrote out a whole thing and I deleted it. And the new one just says, oops, ask your questions.
Well, normally I would have been like, whatever, let's just do the Q&A episode in rapid fire.
Yeah.
Because last time we didn't notice until like 45 minutes.
It was too late.
Yeah.
It was much too late.
And this time I was like, you know, we just got a lot of new people.
Yes. I had to move the credits for once because I have it like 2 minutes. And like usually like, I'll have to move it up and down depending on where I want the names to disappear, like above, out of frame.
Yeah.
But this time I went to the end and it went like down past the bottom of the frame.
Because we do things so differently. I don't even understand what you're saying.
I think we still have. Oh no! Yesterday ended.
Yeah, it was the end of the sale.
What
but like
a sales event it was.
Yeah,
yeah. People are saying it's the Toyota-thon of Patreon.
People saying it's the Honda days to remember
of Patreon.
Yeah, of Patreon.
The Honda days Onaka.
It's a
Honda Onaka.
Whatever else it was.
Is there anything else? What is it? There's a
that video that I shot was so much more annoying. By the way,
your driving one.
That whole edit. Just sucked because I'm on like a shitty computer. No, it wasn't my laptop, but it's just a small computer.
You were abroad.
Internet was dog shit.
Yeah. Right?
It took like 4 hours to upload the uncut, I think.
Jeez. That's gnarly.
And then
think about how mad you would have been to get a text from one of us that says, Patrick, it's just the camera.
It's webcam the whole time.
Well, I did it to myself a little bit because I was like, oh, fuck. We need something in this video to promote it. And I was already done with the edit.
Yeah, that was your idea.
So I had to go film something. And then like after we filmed it, we talked about
a change of plan.
Yeah. So I had to like cut something out and then just text a speech, a different number in.
Yes.
And
that's a lower
number by that you'll be pleased. Well, I guess a higher number, but that's good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a percentage. Yeah. So it's good for the consumer.
They got the nice end of the stick.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
So thank you all, you new signups.
It was one of the most annoying edits I've ever done, probably.
What was the video again? It was a...
I don't even remember.
I have no idea.
I think it was a Jedi...
Jedi Outcast? Right. It was the second Jedi Outcast. Yeah. I think I've got the third one, which I think is mostly a Star Trek podcast.
What am I cutting on for Friday?
I don't know. We're still ahead.
I downloaded all of it.
We're ahead.
Star Trek podcast. Oh, but sorry. I just had a wave of fear go over me because I remembered that one like Star Trek video. We were playing the like Borg like first person game and you were like, we got to do Voyager stuff.
Voyager, I
hadn't even started it yet. And so the video just crashed and burned before we even got out the gates.
Okay. I don't know if that's what happened.
I remember for me personally, I had like, I gave
Has
nothing.
Has it been edited yet?
What?
Yeah,
that
was
one came out a while
ages
ago. I just forgot that we had did a recent one.
Gotcha.
I think I'm excited to do
you
Jedi
get two,
Outcast.
You get two in your head.
I do get in my head.
Don't
I'm very cerebral.
You just gotta trust the process.
That's not what I mean.
It's always gonna turn out
you
okay.
You do not have a cerebro.
Like I had that.
I've been to your apartment. It is not big enough to house a cerebro.
I have Jason's cerebro from X2.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
Easy cerebro.
William. Remember?
Oh, I remember Magnet Prison and that's it.
Oh, not Magnet Prison.
You're editing Shark Tale.
Oh, fuck.
We did all our rapping.
But that does have that amazing.
Oh, the Charlotte's Freestyle?
Hitman. This is a different rapping.
We do
this
a couple
is like
rap
the,
videos.
This is the. It's a little more reggae.
We're doing the reggae.
Oh,
song.
Where we all just give up and do the voice?
Kind of, more or less,
yeah.
But that does have that amazing 20,000 Leagues moment.
Oh, that's right.
Where I keep asking you to go to a certain part.
Oh, yeah.
Get it there. I won't spoil it.
Yeah, it's going to
bust your nut.
Yeah. I hope it's 40 minutes. That's all
you
I
know
can
what?
Say.
We did have a run there where we made a couple that were shorter. Jacob didn't get any.
No, I got like...
He doesn't need them.
I got like hour 10 minute long videos. Like
Sinatune Nurdle was also long though.
Yeah,
Sinatune Nurdle, I love recording those because I just like yelling movie names.
Yeah,
they suck to edit
because it's just the same thing over and over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can't even do like a preset because the ads move around. So the yep. the punch in
and
is
we're
different.
Scrolling a lot yep. too. Yep. So things just move
just
up and
punch
down.
In, yep. Punch out. Punch in, punch out. In further, punch yeah. out. Full screen, punch in. Like I should have just let like a robot do it.
Yeah, it's hard to decide what needs to get cut.
I know,
what needs
and like
to stay.
It mm-hmm. doesn't feel funny in the moment.
Yeah.
No.
Sometimes you get, like, you're proud it. Of yourself because you're like, yeah, we did a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm proud of the on-camera version of yourself, not the behind-the-camera version.
There's only one video, I think, that I've cut where I was like, I mean, there's been like really annoying ones, but there was only one that was like, wow, we did not have it. It was recent.
I kind of remember.
What was it?
I don't know, because there have been a few of those.
Well, no, but there was like one day. Remember, there was a day.
Yes, I think that might have been the day of that Voyager one.
I think it was the first day of our double record week.
Right.
Sure. I don't remember.
Okay, I'm just gonna list videos. Maybe we'll know. So there's Chicken Little, which I edited. There was the GeoGuessr day.
Did I do that?
Maybe Deal or No Deal and GeoGuessr. I think those are both ones.
Did I do Deal or No Deal?
You did Deal or No Deal,
but that's not what I edited. No, that wasn't okay. Yeah.
Barnyard, Storybook Weaver. The video just says this was a massive disappointment.
That one's the VCR video.
That's a VCR video about planes.
That's the one with the planes. Yeah.
Yeah, Metal Gear.
It might have. No, Metal Gear Day was. Metal Gear Day felt like nothing good. And then okay. when I was editing it, I was like, it was we're good. Pretty funny. Okay. This is a funny video.
Yeah, I think it was after that. I don't know what it could have been.
It doesn't matter.
Maybe it was Deal or No Deal Day.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's all fine, though.
It's really hard to tell sometimes when you got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when I watched through this most recent edit with the Toyota VHS, which is like a third of the video. Mm-hmm. The rest was like...
yeah. There are some goon caves.
Looking at like goon caves. Yeah. Sort of. And the bunch of stuff where we're just looking at different desks being like, oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. That's how I felt when we started. We recorded today, and 35 minutes in, you were like, all right, move over. I want to play Cinetune Erdal. And so we were playing, and then you were like, we're almost at an hour. I was like, how? We just started.
Yeah.
And then I remembered, oh, we did a whole video before this in Metroid, the game that just came out.
Yeah.
Today's video is the part you open Baby Steps, which I wanted to play because I wasn't here when you guys got it. And then you quit it.
Yeah,
I was actually a little annoyed.
I cut out all the part of
you
playing
it. You can buy it. You cut out what?
I cut out basically all of you playing it.
I know.
So
I already
got it. You open it and then Patrick closes it.
I already got it.
You bought it?
I bought it.
You bought it?
For the PlayStation 5.
Wow.
Okay. You need that extra processing power.
Well, I needed...
You want the haptics,
I needed
that DualSense jiggle.
30 FPS ray tracing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hell yeah. I love that in games.
You guys excited to have to get a PS6?
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
When's that happening?
I don't know.
Oh,
I just it's going to happen, and we're going to have to buy it.
We got the Even Game Awards. They're going to be announcements.
Yes. Even if we say, like...
Oh, fuck. When is that?
Thursday.
It's today.
It's actually... It's today.
It's today, but today's...
Yeah.
Which
remember,
I forgot.
Today's Monday, and it's...
Well, it's a good joke. Yeah. I like it all the time.
Yeah, works.
I think about it, and I laugh.
Okay.
It works.
I have so little thought processing dedicated to the Game Awards that I was like, Game Awards, Winter Games Fest is during the day.
Yeah.
We had like plans that evening, and today I was informed that it actually starts at 4:30 p.m.
Oh,
and it goes for 3 hours of gacha games and AI crap.
I can't wait for all the anime games.
What time are we streaming?
When does it actually start?
We should start at 4. It says the pre-show starts an hour before 4:30.
Oh, so that is the stream.
Yeah.
That's the whole, but we're streaming to everyone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was an exclusive.
No, we gotta let the people
Ziggy howling about.
We have to broadcast to get to as many people as possible for them to comment. This is such a bad way to watch the show. We're talking about the whole thing.
I love this.
As if it's not streamed simultaneously in like 100 different places.
I could hear what they're saying about fucking.
I need to watch this ad for anime jack off games.
That one, like, was that the one that had
the major cough?
What is even coming out? Is there anything? What's there to announce? Even
fucking, I don't know. It's not out yet.
Call of Duty.
They seem to announce some FromSoft thing at every one of these shows now.
Oh yeah, what was it called? The Blood
Night
thing?
Dusk
Bloods. Dusk Bloods.
There's Dusk Bloods, but there's
that
also
was a Switch exclusive, wasn't it? Though
yeah
it is.
Switch 2.
So
exclusive.
That's not going to be at the game show, is it? Do they? Do they do?
Maybe they'll show something.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes they do Chris that. Pratt, because he's Mario.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Who are the stars are going to show up?
Oh, the stars are out tonight.
But
the Cyberpunk.
He's working on like a bunch of games at once now from software, so I always hold out a little hope that we'll get something from
that. It's always a nice surprise. There's new Night Rain stuff I need to touch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I we should make a video.
Sure. Absolutely.
We're going to have to start bulking up a little bit for the holiday. We're a little ahead.
Yeah, we're in a bulk right now, content-wise.
We're in a bulk, yeah.
Well, we don't have to do the thing that we did at Funhouse where we start bulking for the holidays in like August.
Well, the cool thing is when you start talking about it.
Yeah, you talk about it.
You talk about it.
You start in like November.
Yeah,
and it's too late.
Every year, you're like, how can we churn out 12 Christmas-themed videos? When in fact, no one cares if they are Christmas-themed.
Yeah.
We should play a Grinch game because that was really funny.
We like
Funhouse. That's really funny. And we like, you
one
know,
of my favorite videos that was buried behind the paywall.
Yes.
The
was that a paywall
one.
Video?
The second one is. Not the Italian, like, Grinch.
The one bit video?
Yeah, that was paywall.
I love a one bit video.
But the original one's great. And that was public.
Good. Yeah. Very good. Very good.
Yeah, there's good stuff. But, like, the like feeling like, all right, we've got to chase the moment. We got to do a Thanksgiving video. Like, I don't know. We do it every now and then. Yeah. We did the Oscars video last year. I want to do that again this year.
That was fun.
Here we did.
Yeah, where we dressed up.
Common Sense reviews.
Oh, yeah.
You wore your cowboy hat.
Yeah.
You read those schizophrenia activation phrases. For Nora, I found the like 10085993618.
Nora, which I just watched.
You did.
Yeah. And you liked.
It's too I did. Long.
It grew on me. It's grown on me more since.
You got to let it Sean Bake.
I did let it Sean Bake. I still think the middle, the second act
the
is
show?
So long. It's way too long.
The Jimmy I should watch World Nora.
And it's, I like
you
it.
You should watch Nora.
It's cool. It like becomes Uncut Gems kind of for a while.
Yeah.
And it's very good, but it goes on for way too long.
Mm-hmm. I kind of.
It goes on for too long.
I should just put it on. I've started for my girlfriend, basically a boutique streaming service.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ultra curated, where I just say, we're watching this movie.
Right.
And that way we don't go through streaming apps.
We're watching Blue Velvet.
We tried that one.
Yep.
But then the other night I was like, do you trust me? And she said, okay. And so I put on the Muppets.
Oh,
the Muppet movie.
Wait, which?
79.
Oh, okay.
And I was like,
She wasn't a fan?
She was, no, she did like it. Just think on off the top, I'm immediately like, it's Carmen Dom DeLuise.
Right, yeah.
Read my lips, Hollywood.
Right around, like during Halloween stuff, Tara was like, can we like take edibles and watch Van Helsing? And I was like, wow, Tara doesn't like request that we watch a specific movie very often.
Right.
We just got to it now here in December. Yeah. That movie's really bad.
It sucks. Yeah.
Van Helsing.
Yeah,
it's who's Van Helsing?
It's
Hugo.
Hugh Jackman.
My mind was running
and Kate Beckinsale.
Hugo's. I was thinking Red Skull.
And Faramir.
Oh.
He's like the friar that runs around. He's goofy.
I always get the like,
whatever that actor's name is.
Denise always wants to, she'll be like, I want to watch every single disaster movie ever made.
Like San Andreas in 2012
like
all and all
of it. And she's like, I need to watch every single like
the
Y2K era movie.
She wants like the categories
of
movies.
She just like will watch 20 movies of like one time period or genre in like 4 days.
That's crazy.
She needs a decade box set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like most of them are really bad.
Yeah, of course.
And it, like some of them all have nostalgia for and we'll watch, but some of them I don't. I'm like, I'm not interested in this. But then,
I mean,
like last night she's like, you can just watch whatever. I'm not going to watch it. I don't feel like watching anything. I put on Chair Company and she goes, ugh. It's like, what the fuck? You're not even going to watch it. First of all, you don't know what this is. You've never seen it. You just got a vibe off the first episode and decided you hated it.
Do you think she's right though for her?
I don't think she would like it, but I think she would like, I don't think it would annoy her as much as she thinks it would.
Yeah.
Yeah. I put on a Task, which I texted you guys about, that Mark Ruffalo show.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was between recording and then having to go to, I'm like in like a community band. So having to go to band rehearsal and like read music and use, you know, creative brain.
Yeah. Right.
And so between it, I was like, I just want to watch TV.
Yeah.
And so I was putting it on. She's like, so you just want to, I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm not feeling very social. I just have to watch TV. And we watched the whole episode together.
All right.
And then at the end, she said, I think this is a show for you. And I was like, all right, I will watch it at my leisure.
There you go.
It's good because Mark Ruffalo is just a schlub. She watched a lot of Bluey. No, she just watched The Celebrity Traitors.
Traitors.
I watched like bits and pieces. Pretty solid as far as like reality game shows go. She watched Hacks. True Blood.
I do remember that.
Yeah, I remember True Blood era.
I mean, this was kind of part of what started girlfriend show discussions. She was watching Monk, and then she just got booted Sharona. It's huge for me.
Monk stuck.
X-Files had some good lasting appeal for her, but Monk was really what did it.
Denise liked X-Files too.
But they booted. I mean, I'm saying from experience, girls like procedural.
We know that's
what you got. Criminal Minds, SVU, X-Files, Monk,
probably NCIS. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't. The thing is though, like, I don't like it when a show is too cute.
You don't want cute.
Like, Monk is funny, but it's not too cute because it's a sick man.
Yeah,
it's a man who's
the
dysfunctional
protagonist.
Yeah, whereas like I tried watching The Mentalist. Mm-hmm. And he was like, "Oh, I'm a mentalist."
All right.
He actually, I don't know. I think he's Australian, but he might be doing American accent.
What's the Jim Caviezel one?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Not Numbers.
Bones? No. Bones is
not Numbers. Oh shoot! I love when it's Numbers.
I wish it was the movie or the show Numbers. I don't know. I think it was another The something, but
we did watch Way of Water.
We did watch Way of Water.
Yeah, your girlfriend had not seen it.
She hadn't, but I leaned on her, making her go to see the third one with us.
Yeah. How long is the second one?
They're the same, three hours, 15 minutes. Yeah. Two or three have the exact same runtime.
I asked my wife if she wanted to come, and she was like,
she spat.
She was like,
I'd rather watch The Chair come.
Like, I'm not going to sit for 3 hours in a chair.
Where else are you going to sit for 3 hours? Okay, come on.
I was on the edge of my seat for the movie I'd seen already many times.
Watching it the other night, I was like, this first hour is too long.
Yeah. It's got some good stuff in it.
We got to just get it. Jim, I know you just want to be in the water. Let's get wet.
Let's get wet, baby.
That one Avatar lady, she gets shot in the face with that arrow, though.
Yes. No, that stuff is great.
Yeah,
it could have started into that, basically. Like, the humans, just say it in the prologue, like, off the bat, the sky people returned. But I have a family.
We need to see the taking photos. Now, the baby Nateum.
I really love the swimming baby Avatar, the Metcaine.
We need to figure out why everyone seems to think movies need to be
fucking
long now.
There's almost like we have to distance ourselves from TV. We need to make going to the theater like a spectacle, an event. Like, if you're buying a movie ticket for $25 to $30 now, like, you people should get 3 hours of content. I don't know. Like, because, you know, you look at, like, opera and classic films, and, like, they're all long as shit.
Oh, yeah.
No one
like
else had anything. No one had anything to do.
Yeah.
You go to an amphitheater, and then
and
you
die. And you're far away the whole time.
Yeah.
What started
I saw Jim Gaffigan from Far Away.
There you go.
What started the three-hour movie? Like, when did that really get going?
I don't know. There's long. Old movies are long, too.
Yeah. No, I know.
When
but
did
like,
it stop? When did it pause, I guess? The 90s?
No, it paused in like you would have big epics that were 3 hours in like the 50s, but
then you get your 70-minute movies.
Like Ben Hur after like the 30s.
Good old Ben Hur.
Because you'd have old Ben Hur. Because you'd have
Ben Hur over.
I think Gone with the Wind is insanely long.
Yeah.
There's like all these silent movies that are insanely long. But then like
fucking
pretty much I think
Seven
from the
Samurai 40s and the like
to like the 2010s, it was 90 to 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then you'd have like the outliers that were super long, but
a lot of animated movies are really short.
Yeah.
It'd be like 90 minutes or less.
Well, how long are animated movies now?
I feel like
they're still pretty short.
Similar length.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's something in like the 2010s, I feel like, happened and movies started to just get
long. That's the terrible thing about streaming services is taking away the standardized length of an episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I
agree.
Listen, I know films are art. Cinema. I love it. And I feel like people should be able to apply for a license for a variable runtime. Uh-huh. But otherwise,
yeah.
If it's your first outing, if you've directed a real damn stinker,
yeah,
you have to fit into a box. You can either make an 85-minute movie, 85 to 95, 120 minutes, And then I think like max 230.
Like but if even you, then, that's under serious review.
That's under serious review.
Yeah.
And if you're like, if I want to make a longer movie than what I've been prejudged to have, I need to go to, you know, some office building.
Yeah.
To, I don't know, fuck Hollywood, Mid-Wilshire, wherever.
Fine.
Burbank.
Take the elevator up to the top, go to the water tower and say, I'd like to make a 3-hour and 4-minute film. And they're like, okay, well, let's see your bona fides, you know, right? Okay, NYU. Could go either way.
Mm.
Okay, it looks like you're a Coppola. That's a mark against you.
You
can't have that.
Yes,
it is. And, you know, and if it's denied and they've already been in the process of making the film, then, like, they got to have their, like, the guys come in with, like, FBI-style windbreakers, carry all the boxes of reels out of the office.
And just start chopping.
Yeah, they say, this movie's gone federal.
Yeah.
And then they just start cutting stuff. So,
and
like,
what you get is just a mangled mess
right,
of a movie.
It's
your fault.
If you get your ducks in a row beforehand, you can make your movie 2.5 hours.
Yeah. Yes, you can make your movie the way you want it. You just can't make it that long.
Yeah, fucking Ari Aster. Are on probation.
He might be in prison.
Your next movie has to be 45 minutes long.
Yeah,
you have to make up for...
Yeah,
he has to make a Sphere short film.
And I'll even say this, you know what? You gotta release it. You can't just make it and then throw it away in the vault. You have to put out your shorty.
That's the that's the trap of it is like he makes a couple cool movies that are like 2 hours long, right?
Culturally accessible.
Yeah. And then it's like, okay, now you can do whatever you want.
Right.
And it's like, okay,
you've given people Halloween costumes for 20 years.
Yeah.
Make your 3-hour movie that should not be 3 hours.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Won't make much money.
We talked about this, but I looked into it. Coen brothers, I think, have never, other than like Buster Scruggs, but that's a Netflix
that's
show
different.
Kind of.
Also, yeah, it's an anthology being different.
They've never gone over 2 hours, I think.
I mean, like,
it's crazy.
It's like, how you should make a movie.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If they can do it,
you can do
it. You can do it too. Yeah. You know, there's a few like Boogie Nights, I think, that's a modern, pretty modern one that earns a 3-hour runtime, I think.
Yeah.
There's
Licorice Pizza, though.
Does not.
Yeah.
No. You know, Lord of the Rings, fine.
Yeah.
Avengers Endgame,
one battle after another was hard as hell, but it felt fast.
Yes, it did feel fast.
Like, there is a case for a 3-hour movie.
It can be
done.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying the MPCA gets a hand in it.
No, I don't know what their
deal is. But, like, I think you have an impartial review board.
Yeah. No, I don't know what the MPCA is.
They rate it PG, PG-13.
That's the MPAA.
What's the MPCA? MCPA?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
It's a mystery as of this moment.
Minnesota Public Computer Access.
I knew a guy once who had to hand deliver like a screener to the MPAA to have it vetted, and there was like it was like an unlabeled disc, and he had to like go out and wait behind a building, and someone came out and like, "You're so and so from such and such." He was like an intern. He said, "Yeah," and they said, "Okay, give me the DVD now." And then like took it into the bowels of the MPAA.
Cool. Yeah, because we're like the
you have
only
to be so secretive.
We're the only country on earth that has like an anonymous ratings board. And that's private.
A shadow council.
It's like it's a private organization that does it. And it's like supposed to be this sacred thing that they do not reveal who they are.
Is that a for the children type beat?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
They probably feel so
very
important
so.
Though.
Yeah.
Super important. They wear like got a little badge or something.
I wonder
very
like,
easily tricked though. You hear so many times of people just being like, "Oh, I just like Scorsese with Taxi Driver." I think he was like, "I didn't change anything. I just kept sending it to him." And each time they watched it, they got a little more desensitized. And I didn't like they said that they cut stuff, but they didn't.
So weird. Like that Brian Fuller movie, Dust Bunny. Mm-hmm. It's like it's rated R.
Yeah.
And like it's not like there's a little violence in it. It's not bloody though. Nobody curses. Nobody says fuck or anything.
Maybe they've got it out
like,
for him.
You could probably take like a kid to this movie.
Yeah.
It was very strange.
It was R?
Yeah.
Maybe it's maybe if you're too young, you shouldn't be aware of like Denmark.
I guess so.
That could
and
be.
Danish actors.
Yeah, Mads Mikkelsen is just too scary.
Too
of a
frightened.
Guy.
Yeah. He'd be a dreamwalker.
Yeah. But usually he just wears there. Like a jumpsuit most of the time.
Remember how we saw Brian Fuller at Rebel's birthday party?
Yes.
But not Matthew Lillard.
<It's> like,
right.
You know, how do you explain to a guy the
we had so many questions.
Like, hey, we have a channel.
we quote. Please don't watch it.
Kind of all we do is quote your show, but then we mix it in with quotes from Hercules in New York.
Yeah, Brian Fuller, we quote your show Hannibal in literally every video we do.
We only do three scenes.
three quotes from Hannibal.
You're Toland Songbird. I love cooking with clay.
Very nice.
And Cold Frog Warm Figs. Very nice.
That's it.
Maybe should have hopped faster a little bit. This is my design.
Oh, Brian Fuller, here's where I cut together the Ewoks from Return of the Jedi getting killed with the should have hopped faster moment.
So you know what I was like, because I mean obviously we were all Hannibal heads, but I remembered after I was like, oh, he's like a big Deep Space Nine writer.
Voyager, is he really?
And Voyager.
He did some Star Trek?
He did a couple. Well, I think Deep Space Nine he did a few episodes, but he was like a staff writer on Voyager.
Wow.
Dang.
He's one of those guys who got in with anyone could send a script to Star Trek back in the day.
Like open submission.
And a handful of people like did get their start by...
That's so cool. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever been done like before.
I was just reading about the TNG episode where they mention the Irish reunification of 2024.
Oh, yeah.
And Data's trying to understand, you know, the... Can you rationalize violence in pursuit of change if everything else has failed? And he's like, people have been asking that forever. It's only human, Data. But like, it didn't air in or rebroadcast, or it was edited. Like, I think it might have been in Northern Ireland or even in England, where like there was a network that just like refused to air it. And like the writer recently did an interview because 2024 came and went, and she was like, yeah, I mean, like, I was just like reaching for examples, and they did the Star Trek thing where they pick like something in the past, something in the current, something sci-fi and bullshit to continue and fill in the space. And she was like, I probably should have done like 2124. I just thought, what's in the future and what's, you know, pertinent. And
it's,
I think it's like,
far at the time.
It's a great, you know, line.
Yeah.
Like it's like a great back and forth that you can't believe is in the same universe as like any scenes from Strange New World or Discovery. Just, you know, discussing the like the practical applications of terrorism.
Yeah.
So let's see. Oh, he wrote Empok Nor?
Oh shit. Really?
Oh, he has a story credit for Empok Nor.
Which one? The first Empok Nor, is that the one where Garrick goes cuckoo?
I don't remember that.
Because they use that device a lot. Basically, Jacob, opposite Terok Nor, the Cardassian station, there was a one that's now derelict, Empok Nor.
They do bring Elam. Elam does come with them.
But they, don't they do the Ferengi Magnificent Seven, like Seven Samurai episode there?
Yeah, nice. But that's not, it's not that episode.
I know, I'm just saying, like, they do the first
the one
with Elam.
Iggy Pop?
Yes.
So wait, there's Empok Nor. What was the other one?
Well, Turok Nor. Terok Nor is Deep Space Nine.
Yeah.
Okay.
They take it
after
over.
After the occupation.
You've got to give a huge, huge hand to Chief O'Brien for managing to work those Cardassian systems.
All of Kira's old, like, terrorist friends are getting murdered.
That's an early one, isn't it?
No, it's later.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck, I guess I'm due. So. I'm due to watch
Brian
Deep
Fuller?
Space Nine again.
What a storied career.
There you go.
He looks
so
great
anyway,
from afar.
Then Jacob says, I love cooking ice cream. It was really funny. Like, it was really, you should play Helldivers with us, man.
We don't play it.
Would you play Night Rain with us?
Brian Fuller.
Brian, over here.
Brian. Hey.
It's like
I'm
when
gay.
The haha you clowns dad was in his car and they're all just like pounding like dad,
with their full forearm
into the car window.
Love those big boys.
Oh, they're such good big boys.
I see if you got your phone out, Jake.
You want me to read some questions?
I did an honest thing. I said it said Brian Fuller is openly gay, which is still that phrase is openly gay is
gay.
Funny to me because the alternative would be that you don't know about it, so it wouldn't be in the Wikipedia.
Wait,
okay. Right?
Wait.
Oh, you're not saying he doesn't know?
No, the opposite
of openly gay.
Because the opposite of openly gay would be like...
Closeted.
Right, in which case it probably wouldn't be part of the Wikipedia. It wouldn't say like he is a closeted homosexual.
So you're saying if
a
thing was different,
it wouldn't be
in Wikipedia.
No, I'm just saying...
Wikipedia is the benchmark.
You just, like, openly gay. He's gay.
Rather than openly.
Rather... Because the alternative isn't it to be like, he is secretly gay. So you're in which case, you wouldn't know about it to put in the wiki.
To be gay.
Right, yeah.
That's not in like public, like,
I like get what you're
clarification
saying.
That
so
this
you don't
person
need to, you don't really need is, to clarify yeah. because the alternative is you don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Person down under. What are you getting Minch for Christmas?
A gun to the head.
Yeah. I was going to get him a rat. A live rat to live
one
inside.
One bullet. Him. Looks bad, too.
Looks real bad. You kind of like, you forget about him. You forget about him back there.
Though.
Yeah.
Getting him merch. Getting him a tiny iron lung.
Big part of like 2 years.
Yeah.
Of our lives.
He's also like kind of the logo.
A little bit. He's wearing the hat too.
Not a lot. Not totally, but he is
got a goblin-ness.
I should mention, if it's not out today, you know, some point Thursday, we are releasing new merch.
New merch.
Oh, I thought we were going to
goblin related
doing it or something. Why did I think that?
I don't know.
Well, I thought we were just going to say it on stream.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Guess you'll find out if you're listening to this podcast.
We should also
the stream
record
yet.
A video and just put it in our content.
But we won't have samples. Remember?
I guess, yeah.
Friday video. For the Friday video.
The first time where we didn't have merch for like 6 months because we didn't have samples.
Sure we did not. And
Jacob.
Now we do. What?
Next question.
Oh.
I just want to ask me a question.
What?
No.
What? You can't spell student identity without ST. What would cause each of you to go on strike against Astro Goblin? Jacob could picket his own house. Maybe
kinda...
like if we try to like start a union, I would.
Yeah, you'd freak.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Well, you
upset.
Could just lock your door.
Yeah.
Yeah. There, I think you both would figure out ways to get in.
There's several points of egress in the house that I could utilize. So.
We'll apply as scabs for ourselves.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? I'm Scarlet.
We get some like paid protesters.
If we stopped ordering lunch, I think that would be it for me. My relationship
that was my
with
first
the company
thought.
Would be
like
ended.
Food.
It's the food. Yeah,
yeah.
Supplying ourselves with lunch every time we record. Not having that would be what about like, I don't know, like some like workplace safety stuff.
The tough thing is because like if one person is striking, they can be overruled because of our 2/3 clause.
That's
right.
If two people are, they can just overrule the other person.
Yeah.
We don't really have quite enough to like, I think we would have to get crisis actors.
Right.
And do a false flag operation.
It should be a good
if I found
way
out
to do
that
it.
Charlotte or Jacob did a false flag operation. I would.
You'd commend us.
Protest. Well, no, I would protest.
Okay, got it.
It's not honest. Yeah. If I did one, though, obviously I wouldn't protest.
Right.
Because it was my idea.
Right. Well, yeah. Then it would be up to us to protest.
Exactly. But I don't know how. I don't know if you would.
What if?
You might not have a problem.
Me and Jacob are doing a peaceful protest in front of your house, Jacob. And Patrick comes with tear gas and rubber bullets.
He's up on my roof. It's
just like full like riot suit, the shield.
Yes.
The cops are 100% on your side.
Oh yeah.
You drive
one
of those like giant armored vans.
Oh,
like
with
trucks.
Just like the battering ram thing.
Yes. Just straight into the into the car.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like up in my office, the window open in full riot gear.
You have a huge loudspeaker.
Disperse.
Next question.
More moon bowls for lunch.
I don't like it.
Yeah, we determine that rule ourselves.
It's my least favorite lunch place, I think. Not because it doesn't taste good. I just think the chicken's fucked up.
That chicken was pretty fucked up.
It's gnarly.
It was enough to make a stop order.
Way worse.
I think it's a ghost kitchen. Let's see. NPM says, if you had to have an inner light episode, what kind of instrument would you sadly play alone in your quarters?
Jacob, do you want to take this one first?
Didgeridoo for Jacob.
Yeah, in my quarters. Yeah, that's my answer.
I think for Patrick, a full like drum set, like a metal drum set with a double kick,
two
would be
bass
so
drums, not a double kick pedal, two bass drums.
Yes, two drum bass drums,
two bass drums,
like
China
the
cymbal,
China cymbal, and just like
the Mike Portnoy, the Mike Portnoy kit.
Yeah.
And then you just like you look out at the stars and you go.
Really cool. I need to set up my drums again.
You got a garage.
I know, perfect. But it's fucking packed right now.
Put down some rugs. Tara
needs more drummers to talk to.
Yeah, I
think I would do Yoko singing. That next to Jayco's quarters.
Jaw fist. Did y'all get lots of snow days as kids? What would you get up to? Nope, I did not. Zero snow days in Southern California.
What was your snow day situation?
We had pretty good snow days. I mean,
that's so
Pennsylvania
awesome.
Is pretty, it changes, you know. Yeah. Some years, like any given day could be 15 degrees or it could be 65.
But like when it snowed, suspicious. Did you get a day or what?
Oh, yeah.
Like often?
Often enough, we would have a bunch of 2-hour delays.
Those are the worst.
Yeah, it fucking sucked.
What's that mean? Like, you just get pushed back?
Just 2 hours, yeah.
Just see if it
just
clears
skip
up.
Skip the first couple classes, no, basically. Like
the stuff of legend for me.
That's crazy because, like, we got them.
So you might have been in that sweet spot.
Yeah.
Because obviously you're not getting it. No snow days.
Unless
no.
something very bad
only
has
in cartoons.
Yeah, but there is a. Because. Like Minnesota, well, that whole part of the Minnesota, Wisconsin, the Dakotas kind of, it's such a nightmarish, hostile environment to human life that like
I guess Mordor. So.
Everyone that like, seriously, I think I had two my whole life. I think I had two snow days because they're just like, this is,
they're too used
this
to
this is
it.
Just living here.
It has to be like,
we're not going
to
cancel
really
school.
Bad.
It has to, no. This is what has to happen. It has to be blizzarding. You have to be like 2 hours into a blizzard when school starts.
Okay.
So they haven't had time to plow yet because they plow immediately. They do overnight plowing for like major roads and stuff.
Yeah, they do.
Come on.
Fuck, missed. Yeah. Nice.
So it has to literally be actively blizzarding for a while at the time that school starts, and that is like the only way you get a snow day.
And also, I guess it has to be such a severe storm that you probably can't really go anywhere or do anything.
Yeah.
Like physically traps you inside.
Dude, we would go sledding, we would build a snowball man, run around in the snow.
They were awesome when it actually happened.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, it was so fucking rare, and we always felt ripped off because we're like, we live in like the worst place weather-wise,
I guess
like,
I haven't thought about that.
Yeah.
It makes
but,
sense.
Like, they're so fucking locked in on how, like,
they know how to deal with it.
Everyone knows how to deal with it so well, and they have such a big infrastructure for, like, clearing the roads and doing all that it almost never happens.
Dang.
That sucks.
That sucks
for
the
children.
Yeah, I
guess, you know what, Philly and Pennsylvania, like, that northeast area, because once you get up to, like, Maine, it's probably just windy and shitty.
Yeah.
Although, I'm sure there's nice winters that don't want the Mainers coming for me.
We don't care.
Dang Mainers.
Stephen King's going to get pissed.
Oh, God, yeah. No, they were... damn.
That's what I'm saying.
Snow days were good.
I think you want that middle.
You got your warm socks on, you wake up, and you roll over, and you see, like... Maybe you come downstairs and see like the news
you're
is running.
You're checking this
closure. Yes, scrolling.
Yep.
And it was just like, it was awesome too. Cause like my dad was a teacher, not in the same district, but like he would get a lot of the same snow days because they were close enough. And so like, just hang out, man. Fucking Coco. It's quiet as death.
Just
outside.
I had like Coke during a snow day once too.
What's that?
What?
It's always snow day.
Come on, baby.
Inside and outside.
Come on.
No, snow days and indoor schools were not real things.
Outdoor schools was our stuff of legend.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, like watching any Disney Channel. Like
I went
like
to one as a little
Zoe.
Kid and I was still like...
Because like every TV show is indoor schools.
Yeah, I mean, we
like said that too. She's like, lockers? And I was like, you didn't have lockers?
Like all the outdoor schools had lockers.
I know,
right?
Like in little hutches. I think hers didn't or something.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, she had, I don't know.
Just
a pile.
She went to a place.
Everyone comes home with a different bag.
It's like all the gloves in Andor on Ferrix. People grab their gloves off the glove wall.
Yes. Yeah.
She went to a poor school.
That's another question.
A hutch.
One-eyed girl says, missed a few weeks, but a bitch is back.
Yes, bitch.
Okay. We know why 6 is afraid of 7. But why does 8 have intimacy issues?
Two holes.
Yeah,
That's a great answer.
Yeah.
Two holes. Can't make up
mind. Yeah, I mean,
great question, great answer. Moving
every
on.
Every man's dream.
Rory Vespasian says, in Iceland and other European countries, the flavor of the blue Doritos...
I don't even know who's the man in that situation.
It's a number.
Which part is the dream?
Everybody's got holes.
It's a number.
Yeah.
Look!
Okay, I don't know. It's pure math. It's pure math. You can't argue with it.
It's Fibonacci, dude.
Rory Vespasian says, in Iceland and other European countries, the flavor of the blue Doritos is called Cool American. Okay. When Jacob was in Iceland, did he buy a bag and introduce himself as the Cool American while pointing at the bag?
That would be a really funny joke in
that
Iceland.
That is really good. Yeah,
they would eat that up for sure.
No, people clocked us as Americans constantly anyways.
Did you have to speak for that to happen?
Yeah. Then they'd ask if I was a Republican.
I do like the idea of like, you guys are silent. You haven't said anything. And they're just looking at you like, they're like, is that guy Icelandic? What language does that man
speak? I don't think they have mixed race people outside of the U.S., right?
No, you're right. Right? We're the first and only to have done it.
Yeah.
So that's the melting pot.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there was like one couple that was in like our tour group that never spoke.
So you don't even know where they were.
Who knows where they could have come from. Yeah.
That's so scary.
They could have been plainclothes officers from Iceland.
Just making sure
things are cool.
You could have been in the car with Eastern Europeans and never known how much danger you were in.
That frightens me more than anything.
Yeah.
Do you think you should probably check for any Slavic rashes.
Fuck. Yeah.
Fuck. Fuck. Let's do another question. Whalebone Jack says, what destination would you sail to, real or fantasy? I want to round Cape Horn. That's a long journey.
Round Cape Horn. What's the question again?
Which porn is
where to sail? Real or fantasy?
Which port? Oh, man. Probably the top of a mountain.
Sail to the top of a mountain.
I want to sail to the top of Kilimanjaro. I want to see the white god.
Yeah, I'd hop in a boat. I'd sail to the Narkina 5 prison facility.
I would sail.
Get those big shoes.
To the Titanic on the ocean floor.
Almost. So in your boat?
Basically. We just sail. We sail over it and then we sink the ship. We scuttle her. On board.
Do you like the Flying Dutchman in Pirates of the Caribbean where it goes underwater? Yeah. The part's so
but we
awesome.
Can't breathe water, so we die.
You die.
Yeah, right.
Pretty quickly.
Yeah.
All right. Victor asks, stolen with permission from Dangle Dinkle, in light of Nola King, what other city should get kinged and which actor should be the king of those cities?
Oh. Phoenix.
That's a good question.
That is good.
Who's the Phoenix King?
Phoenix King would be, oh God, I don't even know.
It's like a notable. Well, they can come from outside.
They need like a washed kind of a washed up actor. You know what? I think we're talking. It's Danny Trejo.
Danny Trejo.
Gotta have a Latino for the Arizona.
Really good for Arizona. Okay.
Yeah. So it's Danny Trejo.
Machete King.
Yeah. Machete King.
Oh fuck! That is the right casting.
Yeah.
That's really good.
There should be Milan King.
Javier Bardem. No,
he's Spanish.
Yeah, Italy.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know any Italian actors.
Italian guys. Luca, right? The director of Call Me By Your Name.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
That guy. Yeah.
Luca Quadaneros.
What about Michael J. Fox? Oahu King.
Okay. I guess
I think it could work. Came out from outside of. Yeah, I guess it does have to be an action.
Should be
guy.
Yukon Territory King.
There we go. Oh, there we go.
Just the exiled.
Yeah.
By themselves, and they build a crew of moose.
They're all from Jersey,
and, like white foxes,
and get sent to the all of the rest.
I mean,
of the
that's
world.
Just Lilyhammer.
Oh right,
Lilyhammer.
Made that show.
Yeah.
With little Stevie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You have an answer, Charlotte.
I guess if I had to go to a port, it would be Portsmouth.
Cool.
Huh.
The previous question.
Huh?
Did I already say where I'd sail? I don't know.
Yeah, you said you'd drown yourself.
Oh, right. I was doing a stupid thing. Like, okay. I was pretending I'm stupid.
I see. I understand. Pretending.
Gandalf's Big Naturals asks, would you consider a Goblins Do Mr. Beast Land special in the coming years?
Goblins Do Beast? What?
What does any of that mean?
Would you consider a Goblins Do Mr. Beast Land special in the coming years?
Does he have a land?
Yeah, does he have a Disneyland?
Or is it like Iceland?
It's probably in like China or something.
Mr. Beast. Well, actually, I know some. There is a channel of like twins that went to a dangerous.
Oh, it's in Riyadh.
Oh my God.
Where is it?
It's a temporary immersive theme park in Riyadh.
Oh, we better hurry.
Whew.
Yeah, we got to get there quick.
Welcome to Beastland, the first ever.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah. Wow. We got to watch
Patrick's looking at the computer right now.
Oh no!
Looks like there's a lot.
It looks like just a bunch of pop-up things.
Yeah, I think
it's like barely a land.
You know what's crazy about the whole like the PIF, the something investment fund or whatever, their rebrand thing? It's working.
Yeah, totally.
Not like necessarily on me, but like
all these folks. Look at all those folks.
My friend was
telling
me, because he like teaches a class. He said he's like, yeah, I've had to explain to like younger generations why like. Because he does like comedy workshops. Mm-hmm. He's like, I have to explain to them why Riyadh Comedy Festival is not a good thing. Mm-hmm. He's like, he'll be like, don't you remember 9/11? And then he'll go, oh, no, they don't.
Yeah, they don't. It's just a old thing of old.
I mean, there's a lot of, there's also a lot of stuff on social media about like all those grind set guys are obsessed with it. I mean, that's more the Emirates, I got like Dubai and stuff. But
yeah,
where wealth is flaunted.
They're really into it.
I'm excited for Mr. Cool. Beastslam.
We will be going.
I think that I feel like Kushner's had to have been there.
There's not even rides. I don't even understand what it is.
It's probably just for people to be influencers.
There's got
to
be like kind of Ferris what it wheel like.
Can you
or
imagine,
something.
Should we go to Riyadh?
They have Bill Burr tied up.
Should we go to Riyadh just to check out Mr. Beastland?
Yeah, yeah.
I guess the answer is yes, we will be doing
it. Yeah, we'll be really, there probably within the next year.
It's
easy
a really
peasy.
Great photo shot.
The mustard man.
I've only been able to see mustard guy.
Yeah, make sure to check out the comment shop this week if you haven't yet. That's some good stuff in there. Oh, here's a good question from David Jones. We all know Corin Horn fucked a Salonian, but what non-humanoid Star Wars alien would you want to get fucked slash a fuck?
David Corin Horn?
Fuck slash get fucked by.
Spoilers for the X-Wing series? Rogue Squadron?
Yeah, Corin Horn. He, a Salonian, that's like, remember that picture I sent you both of Han fighting that otter? It looked like Pearls of Lutra.
Yeah.
No.
That's a
otter's just, it's like a big otter.
Oh.
Remember Han, he's punching, it looks like Redwall.
Corin Horn's an ex from that.
Yeah, pilots that, he becomes a Jedi as well.
Oh, of course he does.
And he's horny.
The robot that Lando fucks, or, well, it's heavily implied, from Solo, A Star Wars Story.
Yeah, yeah.
Is
our favorite Star Wars movie to bring up.
Isn't that Game of Thrones? Phasma?
No, that's Phoebe Waller-Bridge's.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Phasma is Gwendolyn Christie. That's who I was thinking of.
Yeah.
And you want to get...
They put her to really good use in that series.
Oh, yeah. Everyone. Everyone, John Boyega.
Yeah, but at least like...
I guess she didn't even get to do anything.
She like looks super cool. She looks literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, she's all chromed out. She looks so cool, had a cape.
Don't see her face in the first movie at all, right?
I think you just see her eye in the second one. In a really dumb
scene.
She's
got a fantastic eye.
Great eye. Great actress.
Great eye for...
scripts.
Huh?
Yeah. For films to be in. For just like good stuff.
She knows how to pick them.
I don't know. I'd have... Oh, you know what? I would have sex with the tattletale droid in Jabba's door.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that's the one.
How lube.
I'd have sex with EV-D9. What was the question?
EV-99. You're a feisty little one,
but you'll soon learn some respect.
I want her to put me in that like foot torture machine.
Oh, you're upside down.
No!
It like burns your feet with hot irons.
What was the question?
It was what's droid? What not? Oh no, it was about aliens. We're talking about getting fucked by robots now.
Oh,
getting
fucked by robots.
Yeah, yeah. Non-humanoid aliens.
I was not talking about getting fucked by a robot. I was talking about a robot torturing me. Sexually. I like it.
Okay,
sexually.
What alien
well,
do you
I mean,
want to have sex
between
with?
Between pain and pleasure.
It's so
so thin.
Thin, yeah.
Yeah. The thin, blurry line.
Robin Thicke.
Yeah. Probably Borg Gullet.
Robin Thicke.
Robin.
Yeah, Borg Gullet's got a nice mouth on it.
Dianoga.
Who are Gullet?
Oh, no, Dianoga's got a beak.
Rodians could probably...
They're humanoid, though.
So?
We can't. It says non-humanoid.
Oh, non-humanoid.
Yeah. Mingle, mingle.
What's that thing in the jar that sings?
Oh, yeah, that head.
What?
Can we look that up after this?
Yeah.
What about Jabba's, like the frogs that Jabba eats?
Sure.
Fuck that.
Somebody picks him and goes, me!
Yeah.
Babu Frick getting inside Patrick. I guess he's technically humanoid.
Boobo might have.
Right?
Boobo, you can
think
do?
Boobo's got a good hole?
It's all mouth.
Well, not... Like the waste comes out.
What's the biggest Star Wars creature?
Well, Exogorts are pretty big. There's a giant monster in Solo.
Do you want like cartoonishly large, or do you want
planet
like,
size?
Oh, it's type. A Nomaseka, a living planet, probably.
Living planet?
It's a Nomaseka.
Could you get fucked by that?
Or devour the living planet?
Yeah.
Either living planet, right. I guess.
It's called Devour because it eats people.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, that's really good.
Maybe Zim the Despot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Next question.
Haste, if I broke into your cars right now, what would I get? Actually, some water bottles?
Freaking ass whooping.
Yeah.
Because I'm locked in, I'm clued in. You would get the Please Be Nice to Me chair.
Oh, wow.
The yellow one. I took it to Goodwill over the weekend. They said, we don't take chairs.
The armchair kind of thing?
Yeah, the one I fell over.
Iconic chair.
I also actually, you know what? Since I moved into my apartment, I've had the Please Be Nice to Me rug. The pink rug has just been in my
truck.
That's
a good get.
Goodwill also won't take that.
Yep. So it sounds like Charlotte's car is the good one to rob. You'll just get Destiny jacket and mine.
I think you'd get a car seat and like a little travel toilet for babies.
Oh, cool. For the car toilet.
Like a sow carcass.
And then a sow carcass. And there's a dead woman in the trunk.
Right. There's a living woman
in the
trunk. You
gotta catch up on that. Did they ever figure out what happened to that guy who had a woman in his trunk?
Who sang about
it? Oh, you'd also get some flosses.
Jacobs would have that Metroid arm cannon that I always had to move aside when we went to get lunch.
That is in there. It's in the trunk now. Just so you know.
I remember it was there when we were loading up all the shit we took from the office.
Yeah.
Right. Still there.
We took a lot of stuff, didn't we?
Well, that's good. Archangel Jake says, you guys fuck with Neil Blomkamp?
District 9, I guess.
Yeah.
big Gran Torino head. No, not
did
Gran Torino.
Gran Turismo.
No, he didn't.
Gran Torino.
Gran Turismo. Gran Turismo.
Hey, dude.
Yeah.
Neil Blomkamp.
His brother loved Funhouse. Stephen Blomkamp.
Oh, I didn't know he had a brother.
Yeah, very nice man.
Okay, you met him or what?
Well, he just like would comment on stuff.
Someone I used to work with at a summer camp with is like launching like a film
with Neil?
Production company. No,
was Oates back?
No, just thinking about the Funhouse people. I think like one of the like first films they're producing is directed by Spider One.
Of Funhouse fan
5000. Yeah.
Yes.
I forgot about that.
I know what you're thinking. Did Spider One direct movies?
Uh-huh.
I can't do Clint. I gotta lock in.
That's Clint?
Yeah.
I thought Neil.
Yeah.
I was like, that sounds like a Scandinavian.
So I assume it's.
Yeah, I fire 5 shots. Or 6.
You have to like have your head just like pulled.
You gotta
all
scowl
the way back.
You gotta like scowl, scrunch up your face.
Punk. And he's also like, he's got like crazy eyes, but not in a wide way.
They're like narrow.
Yeah.
Narrowed constantly.
Pinholes
frowning.
Of light.
That's a weird.
Jim Carrey can do like the most incredible Clint Eastwood.
Yeah. Really?
I believe it.
He like transforms his whole face and it just looks like Clint Eastwood.
He's an insane person, but he's pretty good at doing faces and things.
Yeah.
He makes really funny faces.
Very funny faces.
No one can deny it.
Adrian Albaquita says, Dark Crystal or Labyrinth?
Labyrinth.
Dark Crystal.
I haven't seen either.
Oh, you should watch them both.
Yeah, I should watch them both.
Yeah. They're both. Got that kind of scary vibe to them.
Yeah.
Just awful little puppets.
Yeah.
Both got good hand things in them.
Yep.
Good hand faces.
Yeah.
Good. The one
You haven't seen either?
Nah, I actually haven't.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
No, I'm too busy watching Neil Blomkamp.
They're pretty quick films. Watches, too.
Yeah, I should just watch it, you know?
Yeah.
I showed Tara Labyrinth a few months ago.
Yeah.
She hadn't seen it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, puppets should be like a little scary.
See David Bowie's cock.
I am aware of that.
That's crazy. Yeah. Jennifer Connelly just like is the most just like whiny, irritating main character.
Yeah.
Oh, I like those.
Yeah. Dark Crystal's more just like super weird vibes the whole time.
Get back before it's too late.
Does Dark Crystal have any people in it or is it all puppets?
It's all puppets.
All puppets.
Cool. Yeah.
Sometimes they're like puppets that have a whole guy in them.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they have to do some like freaky shit.
Just do Neverending Story 2.
Yeah,
or
the
next chapter.
Or Jack Black. Let's see. Dangshus says, are Ong Bak or District B-13 goblin movies?
What the fuck?
I haven't seen Ong Bak since it came out.
Okay.
The Thai Warrior. Ong Bak, the Thai Warrior.
Okay.
With Tony Jaa from XXX.
Is it a goblin
Return
movie?
Of Xander Cage. No.
No. What about District B-13?
Is that the parkour movie?
Maybe. If it is, then it's probably a goblin
Hang
movie.
On. Let me take a look at what that is.
Okay,
see
in
if
the
I
meantime,
know
Jacob, do we want to move on?
Yeah, crack cocaine. How would a crossover between Hannibal and Tulsa King look?
Bad.
Yeah, really I mean, bad. The Hannibal part would look really good. I guess the King part would look really bad.
I guess he would just eat his way through Dwight's crew while no one's suspecting him. Yeah. Who does he eat first?
Tyson's dad.
Really? I love cooking with Tyson's dad.
Oh,
Dad, no!
District V13 is not...
are you thinking of Brick Mansions?
However, no, I think this is what it's based. I think that is a remake maybe of this. But District 13, whatever. Not an Ask Goblin movie, but Free Runner.
Right.
Mm, yeah.
Which we've watched clips of, which is the same. It's a Hunger or Battle Royale, whatever, but with parkour.
Parkour.
Yes.
And that's the one where the guy says, money, money, lovely money.
Do they have like collars on?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is an Astro Goblin movie.
Okay. Yeah. District B13, do we even know what that is?
A deeper cut.
It's a parkour. It's like, also I think it's a like a French movie. Yeah.
Oh,
okay. District B13. Patrick, who is Hannibal cooking and eating first from Dwight the General's crew?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Bodhi is an easy get.
I think the security guard who works at the dealership.
Yeah,
that seems almost too easy. I feel like he would just be so off the radar for him that he wouldn't even...
I think he starts with. He probably goes to buy a car. And...
I mean, if he insulted him,
He'd probably eat Armand.
Oh, Armand is actually, that's a good one.
He has his in the chair, he's eating his leg.
Don't you think he'd have a distaste for suicide? Hannibal?
Probably. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but Armand wouldn't have killed himself yet because he'd still get him alive.
What? I guess I wasn't aware of where in the timeline we were placing this.
Let's say season two.
So incredulous the way you just were like, he didn't kill himself.
Well, yeah, like, we did pay for suicide. Well, why would he be eating him if he was already killed? Doesn't make any
sense.
Because
I'm just thinking about where we are in the show now. I'm thinking about previously.
So I'm thinking of him digging him up.
It's like Hannibal.
No one buried him. We didn't even see anyone find the body. He's probably still there. Yeah.
Yeah. Whoever that actor was that they had standing in for him. just think though, Hannibal, Dwight the General Manfredi sharing a Rotolan songbird.
He didn't have Alacqua pretty early.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Probably
somebody ate him already.
No respect for.
Oh, Chicky. He would make a meal out of Chicky.
He wouldn't like because he wouldn't like him.
He put the hair piece on the turkey.
I love cooking with Chicky.
So this is a chicken, something like that.
Yeah,
yeah. I guess the problem is the general would still win.
Yeah, that's the thing though. Hannibal loses no matter what. Which Hannibal is like a serial killer, so it's not a bad thing.
Yeah. I guess if you look at it that way. Yeah. I don't know.
Is that how you're watching the show?
Put that lady up. Roligan says, so my shitty coworker just learned that we were allowed to listen to music while we work, so God help me. She walked onto the bathroom while humming, started doing her business, and then starts talking about how she played music in the bathroom. Let me shit in peace, lady. Stop fucking talking in the goddamn bathroom. Question is, pump or pills?
No more venting. No more venting in the Q&A section.
Maybe the pump.
Pump.
What is it? What's the question? Pump or pills?
The pump?
I'll take the pump. I'll take the pump.
Not sure what.
Pump sounds more permanent.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
We pump.
Yeah, yeah. We don't want chemicals in our body.
Get pharma out of here. Yeah, we don't clean like living. Pharma. Whatever RFK does.
Yeah, whatever you got to do to a beach ball, I want that. Yeah. Harper, in a recent episode, you talked about Mormon dirty sodas, and I actually have three of these soda shops in my small town in Utah.
Yeah,
would you recommend I get Grape Gatsby, Mac Daddy, or Jet Fuel next time I go there?
They are not allowed to read Grape. Great Gatsby. So first of all, I don't even think they understand that reference.
Great
you don't think
Gatsby.
They're allowed to? I got a in distant, Utah. I've talked about it before. I got like a semi-distant Mormon cousin who's in a band, like a band. They're in the stew. He was wearing his Brigham Young hat.
Oh, nice.
I met them once. Not him.
Probably
the
Mac
parents.
Daddy soda.
My Mormon
sounds
family.
Pretty good.
Yeah, go for the Mac Daddy.
Mac Daddy.
I think Jet Fuel, though, it's probably just like Red Bull and like Code Red.
It's
got
to be something that like rides the line
and
of
milk.
Acceptable
if you're
Mormon
that,
beverages.
So, because I think the soda thing is pretty recent. Right?
Yeah,
it's like a recent ruling by the church that it's okay.
I don't know.
I was trying to figure this out last time we talked about it, but at that point when the church guy is like, actually, no, coffee is bad, and it's because of the caffeine. But soda has the same thing, and it's totally okay. At that point, aren't you just kind of like, oh, this is fake. This is all fake.
Mm. Faith is a powerful thing, Patrick.
Yeah. I know, but soda's where I draw the line. That's
all it takes is belief.
Does it frighten you that it seems so infectious? Like if for some reason, you know, your wife gets a job or, I don't know, you move to Utah,
God forbid,
or Arizona, or Idaho, or anywhere of no, like that vibe.
Yes, Nevada,
and like your kids, the Mormon get sucked triangle. Into just all their friends the are Mormons. And as long as your family stays there and it puts down its roots eventually further down the line, it's you know, very possible that it's going to take in, you know, future Browns.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that frightening? Like, how do you inoculate, isn't that like, true everyone? Of, like,
anywhere you go?
How do you sleep at night?
What's the most...
Lutheran.
I was going to say, what's the most secular place?
It's like Sweden or Norway, I think.
In America. Do we have one of them?
Fuck, no. New Hampshire, they're libertarian.
Sure.
So agnostic at best, probably.
It's a small colony of libertarians.
Yeah. I don't know. That's I'm not sure.
Back daddy.
Because people are like, California. But no, California is like insanely religious.
I just like, I see Rahul's kid in Midnight Mass, want to go to church, and I'm like, that would scare the shit out of me.
Oh,
my kid's like, I want to go to vampire church. I
mean, no!
Please don't.
Please!
California has a wild amount of like evangelicals specifically.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's crazy. It's you wouldn't think, but
it's just just cities. It's just cities that people think of as California.
No, but even in those cities, like even around us, there's a lot of evangelical
one in this room.
Shit. There's one in this room.
Not gonna tell you who, but you can probably guess.
All right, there's three.
Nukeworm, what would be your wish to the Wishmaster, and how would your Wishmaster coworkers twist it?
You used this as a comment show prompt.
Yeah,
someone did.
Skip this one.
No, we didn't answer it in the comment show. I'm just saying that, you know, if you didn't do it, you're being copied or you're copying.
Yeah, what would be your wish? Somebody,
something here stinks.
And how would your Wishmaster coworker? Something in here stinks?
No, it was like in the state of Denmark type shit.
Okay, I was like,
you know,
worried.
Something's rotten.
Like,
in
I gotta
the state
fix
of,
this.
No, it smells actually surprisingly good in here.
Eggs are rotten in the state of Denmark.
Actually, like, your Jacob's dye is actually
if
pretty.
If you were to pick a room that would probably stink this house, it'd be this one.
I thought it would smell like fucking dog shit, but it's actually nice, Jacob. This is where you spend all your time.
I would wish for all of Jacob's Gundams to become mine.
Okay.
I think they would,
and
how
would we twist,
it? They'd probably like
they'd be mine, but they'd be like in my stomach.
Yeah, I was thinking
if that is your wish.
Every box done.
You just explode. What the fuck?
Every room you ever go in is just Jacob's backlog is filling the room.
Yeah,
like It Follows, but it's just a bunch of like ABS
there's
plastic.
No doors, walls.
They keep like multiplying.
I would probably like wish for like that the podcast was over,
right?
Yeah,
and then I would just keep saying more. If I'd be like, do you ever see this?
So it twists, you keep talking,
or like it ends because like we die, Donnie Darko happens to us and a plane crashes.
I'd
wish for
not
like
the rest of the movie,
just like
that happens too though.
I'd wish for lunch to get here faster.
And then it would like
it just
and it comes and but it's raw.
Yeah.
They don't cook
they send the ingredients.
It's a little fast. Yeah, it's like just a HelloFresh.
They just do it with the Gundams. No! It just appears in my stomach.
It's frozen
uncooked.
And someone like throws it through the window and it hits you in the head.
As soon as one of them says, I'm hungry, it explodes through the window. Lands in our lap to clean the glass shards out of it.
They should let us make a Wishmaster.
That is your wish.
Hit me up, whoever has the rights. Andrew Divoff.
Just
I know you don't
over.
Have the rights, but you know you play.
You know who
the
does.
Gin. Yeah, you could probably start the conversations. So
we should make a off-brand spinoff with him because what's he doing? And it's called like the Miracle Maker, but bad.
Yeah.
If that is your miracle,
run and tell those that you will what you will. Tell them there's something
the
loose in your city.
Tell replace with miracle,
a creature which feeds on wishes.
Wishes.
Prof Mikowski asks, I forgot my first question was. Can I ask a different one?
No.
I'm sorry. Yeah, rules are rules for a reason.
Not how it works.
Oops.
Sorry, I deleted the other one.
Do you have a question?
For Prof Mikowski?
Yeah.
Prof Mikowski, do
shit.
You...
Shit, I don't mean to put you on the spot, dog.
Do you want some candy?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay,
next question.
Yeah. Levos, are you more of a Scully or a Mulder or a smoking man?
Oh, dude. That is such a good,
it's a really good question.
Do we each have to be one?
I feel like we should.
Okay.
Patrick is smoking man.
I haven't watched it Not all of it.
Patrick is Smoky Man.
Okay, so he's Smoky Man.
I don't know.
What am I?
Am I? I'm not going to argue it. I'd rather get out of here.
Well, who would be Smoky Man?
I don't know.
Yeah. I want to be Smoky Man.
I mean, I get it. I understand.
Okay, so you're Smoky Man.
I'm Smoky Man.
Who am I, Scully or Mulder?
Depends on the context. I would say in most cases you're Mulder because you have this vast font of knowledge
okay.
that you draw from and kind of berate.
You do have a vast font.
It's equally and, useful too.
And you are like, I don't know what that is.
You're like, I don't know, Mulder, Jacob, yeah, I don't know what that is. But every 15 episodes, it switches for no reason.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you're a skeptic for really no good reason and other I'll, than to not to believe a woman.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
to mix things
That's
up.
Basically it.
And there was that time that Charlotte disappeared and came back with a kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Something like that.
Didn't you do that once?
Once, yeah. Yeah.
Didn't you do that? All right. Boromir Dies says, welcome to Boromir's Gondor coffee shop, where each cup is to heroically die for. What can I get for you today? Just a reminder that Gondor has no cream. Gondor needs no cream. What do we want from the coffee shop?
I need a battle
for a chance from Faramir of Gondor to prove his worth.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
If I could get that.
I want a cherry tomato latte.
Yep.
Could I get a bathroom key? Is there a code? Code for the back? What's worse than saying?
Just push it
there,
open.
Or when they go, it's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
Now I could steal from this place.
Yep.
Take all your toilet paper.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's pretty much just to keep homeless people out, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That was okay.
Yeah, we're good.
Kevin Calamity, why do people believe that a celestial body millions of miles away has any bearing on their ability to not be a shitty person?
No, no, no. We're letting people have astrology.
Are we talking about astrology?
Yeah. Yeah, we're letting people have it.
We are?
Yeah.
Why? What happens if we don't?
Everything sucks. We should just let people talk about Mercury.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not stopping them.
I think we just...
I also think it's powerfully dumb.
Yes, obviously. Oh, of course.
Then yeah.
We just gotta...
You can do it.
People are gonna move on to something so much worse we've learned.
That is true.
Yeah.
If you take that away...
It's the last bastion.
It immediately becomes Q.
Yeah. No, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Gotta let people have that.
I mean, there is way too much crossover between like astrology people and QAnon people.
That pipeline is a vast font.
Yeah.
You know, that's pure, clean, global oil going through there.
Yeah.
We gotta
If you want to do it. It's definitely keeping you from doing something so much worse.
Yeah.
I think most people do it because they think it's fun. Some people do it because they're insane.
It's it's people's own personal magnet prison, as you said, Patrick.
I mean, like,
from X2, the magnet prison.
I think
that's the subtitle for me.
I think women and gay guys should get to have something that straight guys love like Star Wars
and
straight guys.
And hairstylists of all creeds.
Yes, yes, yeah, yes. Yeah. I think, and like straight male predators who just have figured out a way to kind of worm in.
Yeah.
And it's astrology.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
I will say, if you meet a straight man who's not a hairdresser who's really into astrology, out to get that person out of your life immediately. They are bad fucking news. Yeah.
Maybe he's having his horoscope.
Yeah. But no, I think women, gay guys, hairstylists. I think they should get why don't they get to enjoy something the way that we enjoy Star Wars?
The girl you're dating's friends.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
You have to kind of, you have to be like nice to, because you're not
they're
really
gonna tell you
when,
I don't know my rising.
Virgo passing, rising,
Virgo
whatever.
Passing.
Yeah. I'm actually a Virgo passing. Yeah. I pass as Virgo for sure.
Yeah, I hate water signs. Yeah. I think they should fucking die.
I think we should do like the Holocaust to water signs.
Yeah, what? Aquarius is an air sign?
Yeah,
I take it back.
Oh, never mind.
That doesn't make any sense.
Oh, fuck.
Crab one. I wish I were that crab one, though.
Yeah.
Cancer.
My teacher was a Geminis. My teacher was a Gemini man.
Gemini. All right.
Here we go. We answered it. We got it.
Kevin Calamity. Oh, wait, no, that was Kevin Calamity.
Here's Tylus.
Oh. Iris, favorite holiday scent.
I like a gingerbread. I like a pumpkin spice scent.
Yeah, pumpkin spice is good. Nice, I like a real, I mean, we don't have a real tree, but I like that real tree smell.
Yeah.
that real Christmas tree.
Even like a pine candle, an evergreen candle.
My parents get a real tree every year. I was like seeing that.
Yeah, my parents, they chop it down. Well, they get my brother to chop it down.
One?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like Christmas vacation?
Yeah, they started doing that when I was still living at home.
That's
pretty fun. You just drive out because...
Just find a tree. That looks pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, just go to a Christmas tree farm, like the one Taylor Swift is from. They didn't grow her. She lived on lunch.
She sprouted tall. Chopped it,
ain't she though? Like,
looks like a Christmas tree.
No wonder she grew up on a tree farm.
Do you ever wonder why all her lyrics have Bara Room in there somewhere?
Oh yeah, she's from your homeland, huh?
Kind of, yeah. I don't know where exactly.
Mm-hmm. She was grown there.
Yeah, homegrown. What?
In a tube.
Yeah, it's like that clock band in Tulsa King.
Yep.
Rest in peace to
that guy. Yeah. All right, this is the last one from
Obama.
Longrod von Hugendong. Hey, Jacob, me again. How was Renegades? Oh, they're talking about the Destiny thing.
Uh-oh. Oh, quick one-word answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make it abstract.
Good. I mean,
in Chinese, Mandarin Chinese.
Oh,
Bingintong.
Bingintong. There it
Bing-tong.
Is.
Bingintong. That's how Renegades is.
Thank you.
I like it. Woo! I like it. It's cool. Star Wars is cool in Destiny. Star Wars saved Destiny.
I was watching you play it in Discord and I was like, yeah, it's pretty cool.
They did a good job
with it.
It's
a fun
game. They did a good job. Lightsabers are cool in Destiny.
I think they should just do Forsaken again.
What?
Yeah,
Forsaken
sure.
was the best.
That was
so much fun.
Me and that
Patrick
was a good time.
Played a lot of that.
We did.
I know.
That and Division 2.
Yeah. What a time for video games.
Yeah.
Oh, it's over.
Yeah.
Ah!